Stay tuned, my dad and the generations is next.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members at Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School in Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
Are you looking for the ideal Western family vacation? You need to check out Latigo Ranches at latigotrails.com. Enjoy a 100-mile panoramic view of the Continental Divide, 3 miles from the nearest neighbor. Latigo Ranch is secluded, scenic, and intimate, the perfect size to create a sense of family coming home. Enjoy a vacation of mountains, fishing, trails, horses, and great country cooking. Whether it's a family reunion or a once-in-a-lifetime Western vacation for your family, Latigo Ranches is where you want to be. LatigoTrails.com or call 1-800-227-9655.
Hello, everybody. This is Kevin Swanson. I'm not an expert, no lawyers or psychiatrists here today. Just a father who is actually raising, discipling, home educating, call it what you will, walking beside his children and doing his best to raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord. This is Kevin Swanson. And you've heard of what has been happening in Colorado in the newspapers. We're looking at the worldview behind the stories on this program. And, of course, the rapist just arrested for terrorizing Denver neighborhoods. And the real story behind this, folks, was the way he was raised. The paper did a little piece on this. And apparently the first time he hit his mother, he was 10 years old. By the time he was 12, the paper says, he had blackened her eyes, thrown her across the room, and knocked her out cold. Now, evidently, his mother said he was a willful child. She has no idea how to raise him. And at age 10, he started hanging out with the wrong crowd. By age 18, he was arrested for his first sexual assault, and you know the rest. Well, then we have another story from Colorado Springs. In this story, you have two 15-year-old boys playing on the ice down on Glen Eagle Golf Course. And against all warnings, against all the wisdom of their authorities, signs on the lake, people telling them to stay off the ice, one of the boys' mother that very morning had told him, whatever you do, boy, don't go out on the ice. And what did they do? They went out on the ice, and one of them died. In fact, one of the boys' mothers said it was just kids being kids, trying to explain what was going on here. Well, it wasn't just kids being kids. It was kids not obeying their parents. I don't think parents understand the seriousness of children raised, trained, to disobey their parents. I'm not sure children understand the seriousness of this. I'm not sure adults who are listening today understand the seriousness of them living their lives, even today, not honoring their mothers and fathers. The first responsibility in parenting is to train your children to obey you. And, you know, I find a lot of dysfunctionality. I find more dysfunctionality in families today than I ever have before. I think there's more dysfunctionality than there is functionality in homes today. In fact, 95% of the people I run into who fail in home educating their children. They fail in the area of character, and 95% of the parents who fail in the area of character are failing in the area of training honor, respect, and obedience in their children. Well, today we're going to revisit this subject of honoring parents. How do we teach our children, don't respect me? How do we teach them not to respect us, not to obey us? We're going to look at these things on Generations today. My name's Kevin Swanson. We are dealing with the issues that will make or break your family, your life, your civilization on this program. Always, Generations. My name's Kevin Swanson. We'll be back in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303.
Are you tired of the public school rat race? Tired of an education system that isn't cutting it for your family? Maybe the right private school is too expensive for you. Join the growing ranks of 2 million Americans that are homeschooled across the nation. Homeschooled children average in the 70th to 90th percentile in math, reading, and language, 25 percentile points higher than the average public school student. Did you know that you can get started homeschooling for as low as $159? Christian Home Educators of Colorado presents the Deluxe Starter Kit. This includes a video, three cassettes, a huge 365-page manual on how to homeschool, and listen to this, a full year's curriculum package. We'll throw in an introductory workshop. You'll find other similar packages for $299 with this offer. You can homeschool for $159 with the first grade package. It's only $159. Think about it. For the price of a pair of tennis shoes and school clothes, you can homeschool yourself for $159. Check it out at KevinSwanson.com. That's homeschool for $159 at KevinSwanson.com. Or call check at 720-842-4852. That's 720-842-4852.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson, Mike Side here with you today. And the subject is honoring parents, an intensely relevant subject because of what's going on in our world today. Just look around, read the newspapers. Rapists who were little boys hitting their mother at 10 years of age. Well, Eli had the same problem in the Bible, and God cursed his family, wiped his family off the face of the earth for one reason. He did not restrain his sons. He did not teach his sons to respect authority. And for that reason, Eli's family is no more. Now, we want to talk today about the ways in which families teach their children not to obey. In other words, sometimes you signal to your children, don't obey me, don't respect me, don't honor me. How do you do that? Well, here's a couple of ways in which we as parents fall into that kind of trap. Children are trained sometimes not to obey until the second or third reminder. In other words, they have this impression that they can wait around and at some point obey when they feel like it. Or children sometimes are dealt with inconsistently by father and mother. Another way in which they learn to play one side against the other and dishonor their parents. So obviously parental unity is important. Here's another one. Children are sometimes trained to question or argue with every instruction that their parents give them. And I've seen this a number of times. You've got to be careful with that. When children just instinctively ask a reason for why you have told them to do something, it's another way in which they learn not to respect authority. Children sometimes are train their parents to wait until the child decides when he will obey. And sometimes parents allow their children to manipulate them by their facial expressions, you know, by ways in which they speak. So they've got their parents wrapped around their little finger. Children are sometimes trained to give excuses for their wrongdoings. And oftentimes we ask our children, why did you do that? Sometimes that's just a signal for your children giving you an excuse when indeed the reason they did it was because There's sin in their hearts, and they need to repent. Well, those are some of the ways in which we teach our children, especially our young children, our little 2 and 3 year olds, to disobey, to not respect mom and dad. Now, hopefully you've had a chance to think about some of those things if you're parenting a child at this point. But, you know, it's not just little 2 and 3 year olds. Dave Buhner is in studio with us today. And, Dave, you know, it's sometimes we train our 10, 11, 15 year olds not to honor their parents. What are some of the ways in which you think we do that kind of thing?
We do it by giving them excess liberty in areas of choice. For instance, a parent won't correct a child's dress. Maybe a young man will go out with his pants hanging off his bottom, and he'll be wearing a bad T-shirt, and he's going to church.
And what's he saying? What's he saying by the clothes he wears? I don't respect you, Dad. I don't respect you, teachers. I don't respect you, God, sometimes.
Yeah, I want to fit in more with my peers than I want to give honor. And that's one small way. Maybe it's the way that they groom themselves. They're unshaven if they're old enough, or their hair is not done, or whatever. These are outward signs. But there are ways in which parents allow their children to go ahead and proceed and project dishonor.
All right, what about the school system? Do the institutions today, whether it be schools or MTV, do any of these institutions that our children participate in signal the lack of respect for parents?
Not only do they signal it, they breed it. Public school loves to talk about how wonderful the wisdom of youth is. In other words, don't trust your parents. It's sort of like Hitler's youth program, where they bring them in and they tell them to tattle on your parents. Now, your parents are considered in the school systems to be archaic in their values and their ways. After all, they didn't have color TV when they were growing up. See how silly they are?
Mm-hmm.
So the school systems, day in, day out, are basically teaching disrespect to parents. And that's natural because they don't believe that the child belongs to the parent, but the child belongs to the state at a fundamental level.
Right. And at that level, there's a disrespect. There's a message that says, don't respect your parents, that repeats itself over and over again. But it's not just there. It's also in the media. It comes through the sitcoms when we're always laughing at parents. We're mocking parents, and this is a habit that is encouraged through the music, and our children pick these things up, don't they?
Well, yes, and it's not just the sitcoms, it's the commercials. For years, I bemoaned the fact that many commercials make a buffoon out of the father. You see a car ad, a young lady's going to buy a car. She knows everything. Her father, the experienced one, the one she's supposed to honor, he's the idiot. So we get this constant message, your parents are archaic, they're not modern, they don't understand this, you should not follow them, you should not honor them. The wisdom of youth is what's exalted.
And, you know, the Bible talks about teaching honor and how important it is. We're going to talk about how to teach this again today, but ultimately, when we continue to reinforce the idea that dishonor of parents is a good thing, it's a cool thing, it's what the peers do in our society, then we've got a real problem on our hands. On the other hand, how do we teach this honor? Well, number one, we touched on this last time, you need to teach by example. The other thing that you brought up earlier off air, I think this is important, is that there are no recipes for guaranteeing a certain outcome when it comes to training children. We want to say that from the outset. However, God has given us instructions in His Word, and we need to move forward with faith, believing in the promises of God that He's going to bless us as we bless Him, as we obey His Word.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect to be able to plant tomato seeds and raise corn crop. In the same way, you wouldn't expect not to putting seeds into your child's heart of honor and respect and of God's word, and then expect a Christian somehow or other, somebody who loves Christ, to come out of that. Well, you're going to plant those seeds. You're going to put the word in their heart. You're going to do family worship. You're going to spank. Okay? You're going to spank. You're going to be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to expect that that's going to raise a crop of righteousness. No discipline's pleasant at the time. Later on, however, it brings a harvest of righteousness. This is what we're going to expect. But if we don't do those things, we can be fairly sure that we're going to end up with a rebellious child.
All right, so move ahead with faith, believing in the promises of God and doing what God says in His Word. And also, number three, we need to, as parents, recognize our God-given authority. And this is crucial.
When a police officer pulls you over, Dave, he doesn't jump up and down and beat his fists on your hood and say, I can't believe you never obey me. You never obey my laws. What's wrong with you? He doesn't do anything like that, does he? He just says calmly, ma'am, did you know you were going a 65 and a 45? That police officer speaks with the recognition that he has the authority of the state of Colorado behind him, and you do too.
Not only do parents have that authority, because God gave it to them, they're God's anointed for the raising of that child, but they have that responsibility. And that's where the Bible study of Eli becomes so significant. It wasn't that Eli lacked authority with his sons, but he was held responsible, accountable for raising his sons in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and he failed to restrain them. Not only do you have the authority to restrain them, but you have the responsibility. God will hold fathers accountable for that task.
And this is why raising children is a matter of faith, Dave, because if you recognize that your authority does not come from the state of Colorado, it does not come from the United States of America, it doesn't come from the United Nations, it comes from the God who made the universe and put all powers and authorities in place. If parents would just recognize their God-given authority, it would do wonders. If they, by faith, said, I am God's parental authority in charge of this little child, I think they'd be ahead of the game.
And they'd also understand that it's not how good the youth group is. It's not how good the Sunday school program is. It's not how good the elementary school teacher is. It is really how important their discipleship of their child's heart is. How faithful have they been in reading the signs of their child, where their child's heart is at. You know, sometimes we have willful children who talk back to their parents. That's easy to correct. Anyone can see that. You can see that in the grocery store. But discipling also means, and shepherding that child's heart means, understanding that there's some children who will never speak that disobedience, but it's in their heart. And you have to be able to walk beside them and spend the time with them to read the signs. And you also have to be planting the Word of God day in, day out, as they walk up, as they go to bed, as you walk along the road. You want to constantly saturate them in that. You not only have the authority to do that, but God is going to hold you accountable for that task. And it should be frightening to every parent out there.
All right, so our children need to understand God's given authority that resides in us as well as us. And hopefully we're communicating that message. How do we correct disobedience? Because you get it from day one from little children. You just do. Children come out of the womb and they don't agree with the program. That's just the bottom line, isn't it? The Bible brings out two words, and I want to bring out the first one. The first is shakar. Proverbs 13:24, he that spares his rod hates his son, but he that loves him chastens him, shakar. And the word is sometimes translated early or betimes. The word shakar, though, brings up the idea of a farmer who plants his crops, and then all day long he walks up and down the rows looking for just the little sprout of a weed. And when he sees that little sprout of the weed, he jumps on it. He's all over it. He pulls that weed out. He is chastening his child betimes. Shakar, he's all over it. He's watching for the first little sign. And Dave, what happens when you don't correct on the little things?
Well, you get to deal with much bigger thistles and thorns. They're much more difficult to pull out later in life.
You have to use a front-end loader to pull out those things. And you're right. You're right. And parents need to understand the vital importance of shakar. You've got to be chastening your child betimes. Second Hebrew word I want to bring out is the word used in Deuteronomy 6:7 for teaching your children God's word as you walk by the way, as you rise up, as you lie down. You just referred to this. But the word used there is shenantam. Do it diligently. And that's the way the word is translated in the King James Version. But shenantam is a word, a critical word, that every parent needs to understand. It needs to be part of our parental discipline of our children. And the word shenantam is the word used for sharpening a sword. Now, sometimes people have told me that you got to break your child's will. You got to break your children. Well, the Word of God doesn't refer to the word break. Break is not there. Shaping. Shaping is the word used by Scripture. It's a constant, repetitive shaping, like the sharpening of a sword.
So you're not going to discipline your child one time, and you're not going to have victory forever over all things. We did character last week. We spent a week on character. Now we've got that done. That's off the checklist.
It's a process.
It's going to go on and on and on.
It's a process. That's absolutely right. And I think if parents understand this, that you don't have to, especially with a strong-willed child, and we're going to refer to the strong-willed child tomorrow in tomorrow's program, but especially with a strong-willed child, you've got to understand that it's a Shenanton process. You don't get discouraged. You just keep going at it. You don't break the will. You shape the will. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about the vital importance of training character, and especially this issue of obedience and respect and honor of parents and our children. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this program with a couple more practical things that you can do. This is Kevin Swanson.
Are you tired of the public school rat race? Tired of an education system that isn't cutting it for your family? Maybe the right private school is too expensive for you. Join the growing ranks of 2 million Americans that are homeschooled across the nation. Homeschooled children average in the 70th to 90th percentile in math, reading, and language, 25 percentile points higher than the average public school student. Did you know that you can get started homeschooling for as low as $159? Christian Home Educators of Colorado presents the Deluxe Starter Kit. This includes a video, three cassettes, a huge 365-page manual on how to homeschool, and listen to this, a full year's curriculum package. We'll throw in an introductory workshop. You'll find other similar packages for $299 with this offer. You can homeschool for $159 with a first grade package. It's only $159. Think about it. For the price of a pair of tennis shoes and school clothes, you can homeschool yourself for $159. Check it out at kevinswanson.com. That's homeschool for $159 at kevinswanson.com. Or call check at 720-842-4852. That's 720-842-4852.
Oh, why did I put it off? I should have made an appointment.
This winter, don't get left in the cold. Get your car winterized at Academy Car Care and Repair. Academy Car Care and Repair's ASC-certified mechanics can work on all vehicles. Call Academy Car Care and Repair today before you really need them. 573-5973. That's 573-5973. Academy Car Care and Repair at Academy and LaSalle.
Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with powerful messages that will encourage your family to live and love together. Imagine a five-day family camp from $52. Okay, you can stop imagining now. It will happen next August in Glorieta, New Mexico. Your family will hear inspiring messages on family, godly womanhood, how to be a man of God from great speakers like Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and James and Stacy McDonald. There will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, and all the rest. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church strategically located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock. Call 303-648-9606 for a brochure or email camp at reformation.com. You need to register now. At these prices, we are almost filled up. That's camp at reformationchurch.com.
This is Generations. My name's Kevin Swanson. The message today, parents, you're it. You're responsible. God holds you responsible for the raising of your children. And you notice God didn't go after Eli's Sunday school teachers for his failure with his sons. God went after Eli. And he certainly held David personally responsible. David didn't lose his kingdom because he was a bad king, but because he was a bad father. Fathering and mothering, parenting by God's standards. That's the subject we're addressing on this series of programs this week. I want to encourage you to get a hold of some good resources. Shepherding a Child's Heart. We handle this at our resource center in Parker, Colorado. You can get in touch with us and order this book, Shepherding a Child's Heart by Ted Tripp, by calling 877-842-CHECK, 877-842-CHEC. Or you can go online, checkbooks.com, checkbooks.com. Get this book, Shepherding a Child's Heart. It's an excellent, balanced survey of raising children and teaching them to honor and obey their parents. It could make the difference in your life, your children's lives, most certainly the lives of many people in our society, as has been witnessed by the stories on the front page of the newspaper. This is Kevin Swanson, and I want to invite you back again next time as we lay down a vision
for the next generation.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in. And that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home, call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288.
Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month, yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2 and the word others, or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org.
National Driver Training Institute's program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is a Colorado-approved, graduated driver licensing program that will work for you and your family. Call the National Drivers Training Institute and give your new teen driver education and the training they deserve. The program costs start at $155, and it's recognized by every insurance company in Colorado. Call 266-4700 in the Springs. Outside the Springs, call 1-800-942-2050. Or go online, nationaldrivertraining.com.